Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, I was looking through the downloads of songs, of music, and that song just like stuck with me. I don't know why. I even when I was playing, I went to other songs, Steve, and was listening to the other songs. That song was still like strongly present in my mind. So I was like, you know what? Okay, Everyday People. And if you guys are wondering why I cut it short, because there's a few lines, words in the first verse that I didn't, you know, I didn't feel like explaining. I didn't want to talk about it. So, yeah. Anyway, welcome to Thursday, Friday, Kale Corner episode. It's your host, DMV Kale. Along with my co-host, fine as hell, bad as mother, blah, 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 blah. Watch your mouth. Well, I'm talking about Lady T. What's up, sis? How you feeling today?
I feel amazing, bro. I feel amazing. What a day makes, right? What a day makes.
Yeah.
Get a lot of rest.
Yeah.
So,
hey. I ain't even going to fake with you, T. I was at work. And you know how they do the little go-go bands on the back of a big truck with the loudspeaker and everything? They came past my job today. Girl, you cannot tell me I wasn't in Fast Eddie's or Classics with Chuck back in the day. Girl, I got to partying and bullying, and people was looking at me like, "Mike, you are." I was like, yeah, man, I just love go-go music. It just moved me. So from that point on, it was like the greatest of greatest days. Then I remember, you off tomorrow. I get to see my baby graduate tomorrow. So I was just like, yeah, man, this is the best day ever. You know, my coworker
right.
was like, Mike, you are crazy. I was like, nah, man, think about it. I'm going to see my baby graduate tomorrow. A little bit of go-go, wake me up, hit me in the afternoon. That about unexpectedly. Yeah, I'm feeling this. Hey, listen, some days it is great to be Mac, you kill, whatever you want to call me. Either one of
okay.
them shit. But some days it's just so great being that guy. And then the cherry on top, I remember we're going to talk to you guys. I remember today was a day for Kale's Corner. So, hey, I'm batting 1,000, girl. I'm really – look, normally I play my numbers on Friday, but I think I'm going to run to the number spot and play my numbers today. Because today was such a good day. Yeah, that bad.
I know that's right.
Ooh, that was a mouthful, girl. I had to take a breath. I didn't even realize I didn't breathe all that time. Yeah, that bad. But you guys, we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to discuss the U.S. Open Golf Tournament leaderboard. You know, who's doing what? And we all know by the end of the weekend, things are going to change. We all know that. But we just want to discuss the strong leads that have occurred in today's first round of the tournament, okay? MLB division leaders at this point, you know, who's really grasping a strong hold over on their position leading up to this All-Star break? Because we all know, y'all, after the All-Star break, this joint, hey, what Nelly say, T, is getting hot in here. So we're definitely going to get into that. We're going to talk the latest NBA news after the finals, y'all. And I got a question for you guys, and I want you to think about it now. What do you think about the punishment Ja Morant has received from the NBA? Is it too harsh or not enough? We're going to, talk about that. Also, it's a couple of big trades, players you think would never move, players you wouldn't expect that a team would be talking about moving them. Hey, leading up to this June 22nd free agency period, it's a lot being talked about and kicked around in the NBA. So we're definitely going to get into that. Now, the last and final topic that we will get into, if we get to it, I'm trying to tell you, because I think this NBA thing going to be a monster. But we're going to talk NFL veteran mini camp. These guys are starting up. Teams are putting a little more on the schedule as far as training, film watching, exposing players to new plays and things that each in 23-24 season. So, yeah, great big show, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. I had to put a big bow on this joint. No, Lord.
Yeah.
This zone is colossal. Yeah, how about all right, y'all can join Lady T and the Online Corner Crew. Hey, Online Corner Crew. My baby. I pray for you, babe. I pray for you, Ma. And listen, Brother T came over my house. What day was that? Tuesday evening, T. Brother Ted came over to the house and we both joined together. You know what I'm talking about? And sent that word up off of your request. So I hope you're feeling better.
And I appreciate that.
I know she's already online. You know, if not, she will be soon. You know what I mean? So yeah, you can join Lady T and the Online Corner on Facebook Live at Hill's Corner. And you know what? I'm gonna figure a way that Nas and I can get in contact, because when Nas calls in, Lady T, it's that 111111111 number. So I'm trying to get a way to get in touch with him so that we can have his number to contact him, because it was driving me crazy trying to figure a way to let him know that he won with the NBA Finals. Okay. All right, y'all. Online Corner Crew at Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone, as long as the good Lord will it. You got time out?
Yeah.
Tails Corner.
Yeah.
We're keeping it real. It's our only real. And I'm talking about, yeah, yeah. That was a lot. That was a whole lot. But guess what? I did it for y'all. I did it for y'all.
Right.
And I'll do it again for y'all. And I'm going to keep on doing it for y'all. Because Lady T, yeah, hey, listen. Y'all think she be playing when she say, we love you guys. We honestly appreciate and love the heck out of you guys, you know? You guys make this thing what it is and just, yeah, everything. So thank you guys early again, and we love you guys. Some of y'all I like a little more sometimes than I love you, but... No, it ain't nothing but love going on here. It ain't nothing but love going on here. All right, Lady T, you got anything you want to add? Let me shut up before I get in trouble.
No, you know me. I just try to keep it simple. I'm trying to get over this cold. Listen, the summer colds are the worst colds. I would rather have a cold in the winter when you're supposed to have a cold. But when you have it in the summertime, it's just worse because it's hot and then you're stuffed up and then everything is all out of whack. So
yeah,
I'm going to the graduation tomorrow as well for the grandbaby, but I'm gonna be all right.
And to add to that, and the summertime is the movement time. We go places, we do things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's more time spent out of the house. So when you're dealing with an illness, it's like, I can't do what I normally do in the summer because, you know, I'm not feeling well. So we're going to make sure we lift up our Lady T, our co-host, y'all. You know what I mean? We don't need no sick tea. We need not need no sick tea. Yeah, talk about. All right. So,
okay.
All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, the U.S. Open Tournament. Yeah.
They call me Big L.A. Big Billy. Big Money. Big Billy. When I'm trying in the mark and you hear me. I be striking with these bars so you hear me. Let me rip it up a cuz in the back. Let me rip it, get a buzz in your hat. I'ma tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track. Love to get the ice pop champagne. Don't forget I used to ride on the train. When I bump it right, call my name. Go crazy in the mall with James. Don't cat not ill like me. Bring the women in the chill for free. Let me tell you, girl, don't try me. You better have ID, come with me.
Now we're about to get our heads sprung. Hey. All right, y'all. Right now, -8 is leading the leaderboard. And that's Ricky Fowler, Xander Shuffley, him, yeah. He and Ricky Fowler both have a 62 -8 on today's first round. And Bryson DeChambeau is in third place right now with the -3. So it's shaping up good. And guys, y'all know what I say. Stick around. With golf, stick around. Because everybody comes out and they're all ready and hyped up for the first round and they shoot good. That second, that third, and that fourth round especially the third and fourth round. Those are the ones that tell it all, seriously. Because golf is a sport where it's your mind versus the course, the weather, and then you begin to other golfers in the picture. So it's you against the elements, you against the course, and you start thinking about the other golfers and what they're doing. Lady T, you got anything you want to add there?
I agree. I haven't been keeping up with the golf, but it did say that his name Ricky Fowler, the leader mm-hmm. right now, he didn't even make it. He didn't even make it last year into the Open. So for him to not make it and then come back this year and make it, he's doing amazing things. I should say he's making history.
History. Yeah.
So for him to not make it, to come back to make history, that's amazing all by itself to me. That's amazing.
You know, and if we learn anything with golf, it is very, very taxing on these players' body. You know, I remember when I was first getting into golf, watching it, gee, I used to be like, that bad man ain't hurt. You know?
Right.
He ain't nothing going on with him, man. He just don't want to play today, you know? Or he just don't want to be a part of this tournament or whatever. You know, any old excuse to do. But the more I've watched and learned, golf is a very taxing sport on your body. Very taxing, you know.
Especially your back and your knees.
Yes, yes, yes. It's almost, I liken it to the description that we gave on Tuesday of the pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was Tuesday or maybe last Thursday. But we were talking about the pitchers and how unorthodox of a style it is for these guys with their pitching. And it's the same with golf, you know. It's the same with golf. And you know who amazes me every time? Phil Mickelson. Because everything we see everybody else doing it, he's doing it from the left, you know, because he's left-handed. So it's like, wow. And I know if you're a natural left-handed individual, to you that's nothing, you know. But to guys like me who are naturally right-handed, to see him have the success that he has using his left hand, because, Trees, I'm trying to tell you, if I'm out there shooting with my left hand, you're going to hear a lot of four. And four is when the ball is going into the crowd towards the people. So you're going to hear a whole lot of four telling, basically, look out. He'll be killed. Just hit the ball again. And it's coming straight. Look, coming to a standing spot near you. Get out the way.
Okay.
For real. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. But he just amazes me every time I watch him and the success that he has from the left. It just is wild to me. So, yeah.
I don't think I would have a great time. They would definitely be saying four, but it would be for the immediate area right here, this immediate area, because I'd be there. Mine ain't going all the way out there. My ball ain't going all the way nowhere for me to say four. For them, you know, I have to scream it. I'm just saying they're going to be like right here in the vicinity where I'm at. Like, y'all better back up some more. Look out, because she already hit the ball and it's coming your way.
Well, Trees, I'm going to say this. I believe for your first couple of times, yeah, that may be the case.
Okay.
But once you get it down and you're holding your club right and the face of the club is facing the direction that it's supposed to be in and you get some control, I don't think it'll be that dangerous, seriously. Now, me, I'll hit it okay in the beginning, and every now and then you'll get one of them hiccup hits, you know, where I say, my bad, y'all.
Okay.
I sneeze.
Right.
I hiccuped. You know what I mean? Every now and then you're going to get that. But it's hard, yes. And I'll be the first one to admit that. It's a hard sport, and it requires, it takes a lot out of you as an athlete. But I feel that I think you would be all right out there. Now, the 418, I'm not putting all my money on that, but
okay.
I think you can handle yours. We'll just play the back nine. You know what I mean? And yeah,
let's do that.
Back nine.
Yeah.
You pretty much everybody out your way, and it's wide open. You won't hit nobody, and I won't hit nobody. All right, let's take it to the phone.
Yes. Please.
What it do, Lou? What it do?
All right.
What's happening,
okay,
Lou? From Jersey.
Well, I gotta give it to Fowler. I mean, that's one of the best opening rounds, I think, in U.S. Open history, if I'm not mistaken. 62.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I mean, I don't really follow, you know, PGA that much, except for, you know, this time of year with the majors and whatnot. But I mean, this is great for the first round. But you know, I've seen rounds before where, you know, players go to a good lead, and then when you get to the third or fourth round, crash and burn. So I'm kind of with about, but I'm anxious to see what Mickelson is doing. You know, because you know he is, I think, one of the best golfers there is.
Yeah.
Even at
yeah,
which is the same as me.
I agree. It's just when I like I was saying, when I watch Phil Mickelson and I see him hitting from the left side of his body, it's wild. How do you get that type of control on the ball? And I remember, I forgot which tournament, it may have been the Masters, when Phil Mickelson hit the ball out of the woods. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And it landed perfectly. What the one forecaster said, he hit the ball and it landed like a butterfly with sore feet. And that was the best description.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that was the best description I've ever heard used when it comes to someone's approach to the green. So it just amazes me to see how Phil does that from the left, and it's doable for him. And here I am on the right side, like, can somebody help me? Can I get a chip buddy, a putt buddy, or somebody out here, man? Let me see you do it first, and then I'll try to do it. Yeah, talk about... Let's continue with the phone call.
Yeah.
Brother Tang. What's up, Tang?
Tang.
Tell Corner family, much love and respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, big bro? Lou.
What's up?
Lady
what's
T.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, look. Y'all know how. I told y'all I never really fucking up off. Yeah, I never. But I will go out there and try to learn how to do it, because I'm going to be like Lady T on him again. I'm going to definitely probably get a better control of how to hit the ball. But, yeah, everybody better duck. But I will go out there. I will go out there and practice sometimes. That's what I was getting ready to say. We might have to go do that one right there, because that sounds like it's fun, though. It sounds like it's fun.
It really is. What I would suggest, go to Langley, right? On Venom Road, and just go to the practice side. You know what I mean? For your putting game, go play putt-putt. You know, what better way to learn than by playing putt-putt? You know? They have food? Yes, ma'am. Of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in.
She said, do they have, you know what, sometimes she is such a daggone lady. Do you hear me? She said, do they have food? Do they have food there? Yes, they have food for you. It's an entertainment facility. Now, if you go to Langley, I recommend you go to Tony's. Tony's is right down up the street. Tony's is so good, y'all. They had to open a second restaurant across the street from the first restaurant. Okay, so I recommend you go to Tony's. But let's continue on, y'all. I'm running my mouth here. Let's continue on. But yeah, Tony, don't forget I said that. What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Hey, Ted.
What's up, Ted?
Why are you getting cold?
Take your phone off mute, bro.
Yep.
Well, I'm busy, Chuck. I'm busy talking. I'm saying I ain't gonna even say it again. But what's hello, everybody. I went through the names, but I'm not gonna do it again because I'm talking and it's on mute. I'm feeding my face. I'm feeding my face like Lady T talking about is there food she wants to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I was doing that at the time. So, but as far as golf, man, I had a chance to go play all the time when I was in Hawaii, man. These guys used to go play all the time, but I never did. Okay. My thing was basketball and the women. You know what I mean? So that's what I was playing. I did that, you know. But I've hit when I moved here. I found some golf clubs, and I've hit from the bottom of my heel up top, you know. And you got some swings and this and that. And but like you say, the best thing to go to miniature golf. I've never done that. And I want to do that. But also, the person who taught me how to hold the club was Kevin. Mm-hmm. How to probably hold the club with Kevin. Kevin taught me, you know, and I'm like, it felt weird, you know. I'm like, my thumb up in here, and this is this way. Why I just can't hold it like, right, you know, a baseball bat in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But yeah. But that I want to do that, you know. But the thing is, as far as that walking, you know. So, but I get a cart and stuff, and I can get on down with him. We need to do that, like you say, and because as far as on base, they got, you know, military bases and whatever, you know, for military people, we can go, you know, and what have you. Then, like you say, Langley and what that other place. Then you got Top Golf. Top Golf over
thing,
here, you know.
I'm thinking about Top Golf. They just want to hit it. You can't walk.
And not just that. Top Golf brings a lot of distractions for me, because I'm trying to watch TV, play, hit the ball,
right,
have my conversation, and, you know, everybody know I don't drink anymore, but, you know, it's just Top Golf is a distraction for me for some reason, y'all. I guess it's because I'm nosy. And there's so much going on around me, you know?
Right.
That will help you work on your concentration. Quit trying to look at everything. Look at the ball. And then after you hit it, then you entertain. But I never did, so. But I understand what you're saying. Like you said, there's a lot going on. But that's what they do, you know. Corporate people go there and just have fun, have drinks, and, you know, just enjoy, you know?
And plus, this is the corner. And I tell y'all that keeping it real is our only real. I hate to be looked at and laughed at and mocked by other people when I don't swing that club right and the ball stay right there in front of me and the club don't hit nothing but the ground. Yeah, that bothers me. When people get shut up,
man.
when they're laughing at me, man. It bothers me, man. It bothers me.
But you're not no pro, and you out, you know, you're attempting to do that. I laugh at myself, you know. I'd be like, you know, that's how I would carry it.
Now, it's different when it's us. When it's us, we all know each other. I'm talking about the strangers. I'm talking about the strangers that don't know us and know me, laughing and joking and you know, that bothers me.
What you laughing at? Don't laugh.
You can just laugh with him.
Okay. Okay. And y'all say,
I hear you.
See,
I hear you.
See, See, it's that last
because everybody up there for the same reason. Everybody up there for the same reason. Ain't nobody play golf better than the other person. That's why we all up here talk golf. And because if that was the case, we'd be on somebody's golf course really, really playing if we could play. So everybody's on the same level.
Listen, did you hear that laugh Ted just let out? That is the laugh right there that's going to start something. That little
hot
giggle,
that
mean, that's
going to
start
something
with me, for real.
You can't be no worse than a Charles Barkley. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
All right, let's take another one. That's something to look forward to, man. That'd be a good album, man. You know, a good venue, you know.
Gerald said he can't go off to save his life.
Well, me and Gerald partners. Me and Gerald.
All of us.
Ask Gerald, do he mind smoking a cigar? If he'll smoke a cigar, we good. We are good.
Gerald,
we rolling together.
Gerald, he mind smoking a cigar? Yeah, I think he do smoke cigars. I'm not sure.
That's what's up. All right, let's take another call. 007, what it do, bruh?
Ain't nothing. Make it so. How y'all
what's
doing
up,
on this happy Thursday? I'm all right. Hey, look, Jack, I'm sitting here making some hood Chipotle, beef ribs with some chuck roast, right? With some rice and black beans and pinto beans with some, you know what I'm saying, adobo.
Getting down over there, 007.
So adobo dressing, I'm seasoning.
Oh, adobo.
Well, that's
okay,
beside me.
Okay.
I got the sweet baby. You know,
baby,
sweet baby.
She don't know
raised.
What that is, man. She don't be in the kitchen.
The barbecue, the barbecue.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, 007.
Gerald said cigar
me.
All day.
That's what's up. Lord, forgive me for this, but it's too funny for me not to say it. When 007 said his last ingredient, Lou hung up, y'all. Lou hung up the phone. Man, you done scared that man away talking about pinto beans.
You done scared him away.
He ain't scared away. He gave his ingredients for his version of Chipotle, and Lou hung up.
Oh, no.
I wanted y'all to know why I was over here cracking up laughing. Because I said, wow. Oh, my goodness. So, can you golf, 007? Can you golf? Okay.
Hey, look, check this out. Because I was listening the whole time, right? Me and my daughter's mom and her baby father went to a miniature golf. So, the jump went from one hole to the next hole. They said that jump didn't count. How did it count? Because it skipped one jump, it went to the next jump. I shot that jump real hard, too. Hey, look, it went to the next jump. They say that ain't count. What you mean that ain't count?
Okay.
But,
so,
it was fun. You know, I got a little stroke.
So you bypassed two courses and went from green to green. That's what you telling me.
Actually, I bypassed one course. I had bypassed one court, and then the joint went on. The ball went in the hole on the other course, and we went to throw the ball. The ball was in the hole.
The
ball was like, nah, that didn't count. What you mean? That
didn't count. That don't count, bro. You can only get count. It only counts if you're playing. That course it's
right.
Like if you're on
that
one
hole.
You can't hit the ball into two and it count. No, matter of fact, you'll probably be disqualified for that, man.
I'm a slow roller.
Yeah. Double O seven. I think that's a quadruple bogey, buddy. I'm just saying. Let's take it to boy. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. 57. What it do?
What's happening, everybody?
What's going
on, 57?
I'm sitting up here. This is the double O seven story going. He knew that.
Can you go 57? Can you go?
Can you go 57?
Yeah, of course I can. Of course I can. As long as I'm watching it on TV. I'm a good golfer watching it on TV.
See what I'm saying?
You sure?
I'm 100%. On TV, I'm 100%. I can tell you where Tiger went wrong, all of that stuff. He should have did this. Too much top spin. No, I can't golf for it. I can't golf.
Oh, man. Well, hey, well, we just added another. Yeah, hey, it's a foursome now. It's a foursome now. Because, like I said, I'll get the ball to where it needs to be. But, it's going to take me a couple of attempts. You get that about? And I'm talking about even on par ones. It's going to take me, par threes. It's going to take me maybe four, maybe five to get there. But I'm going to get there. I'm going to definitely get there. But,
That's double bogey, ain't it? To me, in golfing, is keeping your head down. And they keep your head down and don't. When you swing, I'm like, as soon as I hit it, I'm looking. Like, that ain't the way you're supposed to do it.
And then when I'm watching on TV, as they make contact with the ball, their heads move. They're watching where the ball is landing and where it's going to go. You know, I'm just like, man, come on, man. Don't give me the amateur don't do's. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an amateur. I'm going to do it. This is how I play the game, you know? One time I was in Atlanta, and when I was living in Atlanta, they had a tournament. Budweiser had a tournament. And it was all you had to do was pay $50, and you could join in on the tournament. My partner told me, he said, oh, you just had $50 to give away today, huh? You just wanted to donate, huh? I said, man, why you say that? But look, I will say this. After he talked that trash to me and made me feel terrible, I hit the ball, y'all, down the course, straight down the course.
Right. Yeah, you were determined. Right. You weren't going to let him get over on you like that. I don't blame you, big bro. You went out there and was focused.
I'm telling y'all, man, people laughing at me makes me, it drives me, man. I'm irritable, angry, mad, because nothing that I want to do or I'm thinking in my mind is actually happening. So it's like, I'm like, wow, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to get it done, you know, but hey. That's golf, man. That's golf. One of the greatest games ever invented. One of the greatest games ever invented.
So let me ask you this, bro. So if we go golf and this and that, and I laugh at you, you got a problem with me? Because I'm sure going to laugh. Well, we shit.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Because I'm going to be laughing.
That's the time we, like you say, smoke our cigars and laugh at each other, man. You don't need to be embarrassed, but you're not perfect, bro. You know, some things you're perfect here, but, you know, when it's like that, let your guards down, man.
So you didn't hear my disclaimer. Y'all didn't hear my disclaimer. I said if we are all together and we know each other, I don't have no problem. It's the people that don't know me. It's the people that don't know me.
So we got to fight people in the golf course. We got to go fight people while we on the range.
Big problem.
Hey,
y'all better come over and help me get them, man. They laughing at me, man. So we got to go grab somebody.
Hey, I'm bringing the smoke. Who else ready to smoke with me? I'm bringing that smoke. You dang on. You darn tootin'. I'm bringing that smoke.
But check it out. You know how it is. You don't know what your homie did, but you know they swinging, and you know you guys are getting it, because if you don't, you going to get it when y'all get back. You know what I mean? So you better be doing something, Jack. You better not be. You better be right on the scene with them throwing something. You know?
You don't know.
Hey, Kev, let me tell you what I do when it comes to swimming and golf. This is what I say. We're not supposed to be able to do it anyway. So why are they messing with me?
I'm taking that. Yeah. I'm taking that motion for you, Sam. I'm with you. Yeah.
Supposed to be able to do it.
I'm with you.
Come on, 57. We're supposed to be able to do it.
That's
the
myth.
I ain't got the right body density anyway, so why am I getting upset?
I hear you, bro.
Messing up my fro.
Messing up my fro, exactly. They know they ain't got no golf courses or swimming pools in the hood. How am I supposed to know how to do this?
No, we do have swimming pools, though. We do, bro. We got big swimming pools, 57. Swimming pools all over.
I ain't
right here,
we're at 57. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, I got to come again, sir.
Now that I think about it, I maybe only lived in two neighborhoods that didn't have a swimming pool. Every other neighborhood I lived in had a swimming pool. And your boy is hood bound. You understand me? So, yeah, every neighborhood I lived in just about had a swimming pool. So, and one of them
we
had
the river.
Pool, and I didn't even know. You know what?
We had the river.
We had a river, too, but we just fished.
And
that.
It was dirty.
Yeah, see, we just fished.
I can't.
We
don't know about that river.
Hey, Devin, we said it was dirty.
Yeah, it was dirty.
Don't talk about that river, man. Not that river.
Y'all know about it. Got all kinds of nasty fish swimming in it. You might get out. You might have a leech on you or something. Trying to enjoy the summer.
Are y'all serious right now? I can't.
That's
the
bird.
We're serious.
Come on, we talking about.
Well, we didn't swim. We didn't swim in our river, but we did have a tarzan swing over a little creek part of it, and I remember a female was on the rope, and Debo Damon pushed her, and she landed in the middle. When she came out, yeah, she had one or two leeches on her, and
oh,
she
no.
went crazy.
Yeah,
she went crazy. Shoot. You hear me? So yeah,
Like my man said in New Jack City, we weren't born with a silver spoon in our mouth, Miss Hawkins.
I know that's right.
No, Miss
Hawkins.
So I don't
do that.
Miss,
mm-hmm.
You got to say it like Nino said.
Miss Hawkins.
Miss Hawkins.
Yeah.
Miss Hawkins.
I ain't messing with you. All right,
John. Great job. Thank you, man. MLB coming up, Miss Hawkins, boy, this
thing
is on.
Yeah, one shot, think dog. One shot, think dog. One shot, think. Yeah, I like this. The remix. When I come through the door, I'm on the floor, you wanna see my shake, yeah.
Remix.
And when I move it around, you in the corner like that. How she do that deal?
Remix.
It's the beat in the meantime. See, I'm a crumb, I keep the crowd jumping.
Remix.
It's the haze that hate the game and talking loud, they ain't saying nothing.
Remix.
Mr. Chief Bink Dog, my boys, they put it heavy on the trizette.
Remix.
Hi-hat bass line, but won't
girl going into the Hall of Fame.
Hey, man. Hey, man. That is a entertaining musical genius, Missy Elliott. I'm trying to tell you. If you listen to her words and the way she lays everything down, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's all I'm going to say about that. And it's about time she goes in the Hall of Fame. It's about time she's going in the Hall of Fame. Put that girl in there.
Oh, yeah.
We done party.
Very creative. Very creative. I agree.
I think she got Crohn's disease. I think she needs some
friends,
too. She's been sick a lot lately, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she got some kind of blood disease, You know. But she's making a comeback. They got her songs on a lot of commercials. And she's producing a lot of people.
A lot of weight.
Yeah.
She looking good, though.
Yeah. She just can't perform like she used to.
Real small.
Right.
Real small.
Right.
Yeah. But what a genius.
Pray for her.
She was like Bam out of body, man. When she get on that floor to entertain, she gives you every single drop of what she got to entertain you. So, prayers up for Missy Elliott.
She's a beautiful lady.
Yes, she is. It's time for division leaders, y'all. And I want to talk. I'm looking at this thing, and it's like, wow. These Bama's only it's almost you can say a quarter, 25 cents away from 100 games have been played already. This baseball season is flying by, man.
Right.
For real. But in the AL East, we have Tampa Bay at 49-22. AL Central, Minnesota at 35-33. AL West, Texas at 42-25. The NL East, Atlanta at 42-26. Pittsburgh in the NL Central, 34-32. And the NL West, Arizona, at 41-27. Those are our division leaders. Now for our honorable mentions, Teresa, San Francisco Giants, 36-32, in third place, only five games behind. Only five games behind. I don't even want
to. I know they kicked our butts. I know they kicked the Cubs, but I'm sorry for the judge. But they kicked our butts, man. They routed us, man.
Yeah, we got robbed yesterday.
They beat us down, man.
Yes, they did. You brought up the Cubs. Y'all in fourth place in NL Central at 30-37, 4.5 games behind. Washington, for those who are concerned, 26-40, fourth in the NL East, 15 games behind, y'all. 15 games. And for the one team, the two teams, I know that are waiting. We have the Yankees, 39-30, third place in the AL East, and the Baltimore Orioles, my Betty, just for you, 43-25, 4.5 games behind. And excuse me, the Yankees are 9 games behind.
And they lost terribly the other day. Woo!
Why you do that? Why did I say?
You know what? You know what? I already gave you a warning earlier. You know what I'm saying?
I said, when I read it off, watch Street Smart and what do we call her, y'all? Because we can't say she's Huckleberry. We got to give her a name. an aggravator, an arrogant,
Little Patty. I take Little Patty.
There we go.
All three of them. I go with all three of them.
Little Patty.
Did you say 57 or all of the above? Huh?
All of the above. Let's start where I step out trying to figure out one.
If you got to be done, you got to accept it. You know, it is what it is. They can, you know, have another day to live. They got 100, you know.
I wouldn't have said nothing. If he wouldn't have never said, don't say nothing. I wouldn't have never said nothing. But he baited me in.
Oh, my goodness. You guys lost the mess, right?
He did, you Lady T.
You guys lost the mess, right?
Yeah, we lost to the Mets
on a walk-off last night. The worst way to win.
Okay.
I mean, lose.
Well, a walk-off home run. The Mets are playing dynamite ball right now, bro. That's losing to them, nothing to hang your head at. Exactly. Right now they're playing dynamite ball. But so losing to them is not, that ain't nothing to hang your head at. That is, you know, it's not. Seriously, my team lost.
Doesn't really matter. I know what you're saying is true.
If y'all are saying it's true, but my team still lost.
And the Mets not playing that great anyway. They supposed to win that game. The Yankees were supposed to win that game because the Mets are four.
Hey, sis, you can stop at any moment, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna stop right now. But y'all are supposed to win that game. That's all I'm.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad it's June and not July, August that we lost.
Exactly. That's why I ain't worried about the Nationals until after the All-Star break.
You should worry about the Nationals, man, because y'all not making a move.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I want the World Cup. But 007, if you're watching a Nationals game from start to finish, do you see championship play from this team so far? Because I don't see it.
No, the thing is, I'm trying to keep the faith because, you know what I'm saying, it's still early in the season, but you can't win games. You can't win games, you know, by the bullpen blowing games. That's what's going on. The bullpen is now holding up. Like, for example, the dude Irvin had the lead, and the bullpen coming in, and you just give up the lead. That's not cool. And I feel as though the batters got put up more runs to, you know what I'm saying, for the pitcher. Don't hold it down.
But your manager got to know when to take them out, too. Your manager got to know that when they're struggling,
they need to
do a better rotation. That's on your manager.
And when have we not seen this bullpen blow a lead and let us down this season? Dude, that is the mantra, seriously. They've blown plenty of leads and lost out to the other team. We've seen this movie. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
Y'all got the third worst team in the league. Y'all are the third worst team in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
But see,
what do you mean by
when you see
the movie?
Okay. That means 2019 when they blew 28 leads. They got rid of the dude Roethlisberger for blowing them leads. Especially when we got swept by the Braves, we had to lead three straight games and blowing them. They got rid of him, but.
That's why picking is so important. I don't know if you just don't agree with me, 007, but the Learners did what they wanted to do. They're not interested in making this team a winner. It's already been a winner in their book. They're not running around here like, for example, the Yankees and all these other guys and making trades and making moves to better this team. They're not doing that. They got what they want. Now they're looking to sell. And this is what we're going to have to deal with.
So
yeah,
what you're saying is going to be a one-hit.
We're going to be a one-hit wonder like Lip Sync Funky Town, huh?
We're going to be Millie Vanilli.
I mean, I don't think y'all
get
another one no time soon. Yeah.
Okay,
we're going to
be Millie, but Tree didn't see us getting the one that we got. She ain't see us getting the one that we got, y'all. So don't even listen
to her. I didn't. Now, I'm not saying nothing bad about your team. Only thing I said was y'all the third. I'm speaking facts right now. It say that y'all are the third worst team in the league. That's not to say that y'all won't beat or won't get away, get into the wild card. That's not saying nothing. Because the All-Star game hasn't even got here yet. The All-Star game hasn't even got here yet.
I mean,
so,
I don't know why I keep mentioning y'all up. 007, enjoy the ride. Just enjoy the ride.
I sure will.
You know, it's going to be bumpy, bro. It's going to be bumpy.
Yeah.
We got the pots and pans. We got the pots and pans in the bathroom, and we got the shower rug in the kitchen right now, man. Everything is disarray, bro. So, Oh, boy.
Hey,
I said, I'm going to take the ride with 007. I like 007, man. He know how to keep faith alive, man. He don't just, even though I understand what you're saying, big bro, and you're absolutely right, but I just don't give in that fast, man. I just can't. It's too early.
Tank, there's a point where reality has to come to play. There's a point where you have to think reality.
I'm
going to
tell you when the reality is.
If we don't do what we did in 2019, I wouldn't even have this much faith. We was 19-41. We was not supposed to be there.
Let me just say this.
I love my brother, but he does not believe in firing nobody. He's patient with everybody up until the last. They got a rot on the vine. Yeah, he don't believe in firing nobody.
Nobody. Okay? Nobody. He want to keep them all.
Yep, so.
Keep trying.
Yeah. Send them to the back
another
of the line.
Another chance.
They're
going
to
be all right next year.
We will be all right next year.
Y'all don't see what I see. We sure don't.
Yeah, he got three eyes.
He got three
eyes. Yeah. Yep. He got that third eye.
He
like you know,
all of Marlboro. Every last one of them eyes is Marlboro Field. That's all I got to say.
Hey, look.
Marlboro.
Oh, okay, I did. I still can see through the haze, though.
But 57, y'all were supposed to win that game. Y'all really supposed to win that game.
I thought you wasn't going to say it no more.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you something. Don't have a loss like that this year. That was my bad.
I didn't say
I'm
going
to
say it no
more.
My bad.
I'm trying to help y'all.
Hey, thank you. But you just put wood on the fire right now, bro. I'm serious.
All right, y'all. All right, Jesse MLB. Be right back.
When we come back, we're going to talk NBA news, y'all.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor.
I wanna get you in a joy.
towards the dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Hey. All right, John. Latest NBA news. Since the NBA Finals had come and gone, and we've all said the Denver Nuggets played a storybook season, really. I could say that. They were number one the majority of this NBA season, and as number one, they finished the season out on top as number one. So congratulations once again. Now, Kane. Yeah, Tang. This subject this subject here, you know what? Bradley Beal trade rumors. Six likeliest destinations for Wizards All-Star Bradley Beal. Six teams have come into play here. You got the Miami Heat. You got the Los Angeles Clippers. You got the Boston Celtics. You got the New York Knicks.
Milwaukee Bucks.
You got the Lakers. Wow. And the Philadelphia 76ers. And I heard today, Just kicking around.
Sacramento.
The Warriors. They were talking about the Warriors trading Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, and it was another player. I forgot the third player's name, but in a trade with Washington for.
Any day.
You what?
Klay Thompson come here. Yeah.
You will do what? Calm down. Calm down.
I'm about to say, he's just screaming like they're on just birthday fever.
He went crazy just now.
Yeah, dog. Went crazy.
Hey, Kale, I'm sorry. The terminology is nuts. Nah, that's what the kids be saying, because Johnny was at Sheila party talking about, I'm going nuts. I said, why are you going nuts? It's fun to go nuts.
Hey, but okay. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm listening.
I mean, we had this conversation, and I'm sticking with it. It's time, and I'm taking a page out of Cap book. Whichever one of them teams he go to, which I believe is going to be Miami or the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm going to definitely be a fan of that team. That's all it is to it. But it's time. They're trying to do something. But just know, when the basketball season starts, we got at least five more years before we get back together, because we probably lose Kuzma and Porzingis also.
Yeah.
Five more years,
they got an option deal.
Yeah. Before they rebuild. And then I heard them, you know who else I heard them talking about? And I said, hey, what y'all say, H-E, double hockey sticks? They was talking about Zion. Yeah. I said, oh, no. Leave him
no,
over.
No, we don't need him.
Yes, he say hurt too much, man.
Not all him drama.
Yeah, he be having.
Send him out to Portland.
But see, the thing is, 57, they can't just send him anywhere, and they already said Portland is not where he's going, because he got the option to say what he want to do, because he's the only one in the NBA with that
no trade clause.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's going to be Miami, Philadelphia, you know, somebody like all the teams that Big Brother just said, them the teams he's going to basically go to. You can't just send him out there. And he was smart by doing that. It's up to him to say, yeah. And then I heard him talking today. They said that with the people that they talking about giving up on some of them teams, like on Miami, they were talking about giving us Tyler Hero and your man, 57, little Doughboy, Lowry. And they was like,
Baby
Huey.
They like the Bullets going to say no.
Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, Lowry. Yes, sir.
Kyle Lowry.
You know, it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough, man. And they was talking about Philly with Maxey, and they already said off the top, They ain't giving up Maxie.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a tough trade off. But I believe something will happen before the season because they're already starting to talk about it right now real hard. So I believe he will be gone.
Sacramento is the latest team. I see that Golden State Warriors being the destination, seriously. Because
Golden State,
they can get rid of Poole. Okay? They can get rid of Klay. If we take on Klay Thompson by the end of next season, he'll be off our books. He'll be off of our books. So, as far as the Warriors go, you'll get rid of that situation between half of their locker room being on Poole's side and half being on Draymond Green's side. You'll eradicate that problem altogether. And I can't remember who the third player. Well, you know what? You can have him. Give us DeRozan.
I don't think they're going to do that with Chicago.
He's a $200 million player with four years left on his extension. That's why I say the Warriors. I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying.
Draymond is staying with the Warriors. Draymond ain't going nowhere, you're saying?
Draymond has no value like he has at Golden State. Draymond is not going to go anywhere and be the Draymond Green that he is in Golden State. He's not.
I think Miami. How about Miami?
Yeah, that's where I think he might go at. That's my choice.
He'd be a good fit in Miami.
Because why
would they trade him to the same division where he already played at? He need to go out west.
Right now, we're talking about Draymond Green.
Draymond Green is not. Miami is in the east.
I thought you were talking about Bradley Beal.
My bad.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about, Bill. My bad. Well, they said Bill could go to state, though.
Y'all already said that, right?
Well, he could. That would be the best. That's the best trade scenario. Now, as far as Draymond Green to Miami, Miami plays a structured type of ball. Why do you think Miami have more undrafted players than drafted players? Because they didn't have the picks.
Let me finish, please.
They're not going to bring a guy who is as strong-spirited and plays with the tenacity that Draymond plays with and make it be a good fit for that Miami team. We've said a million and one times, all of us, Jimmy Butler's playing Miami way. Adebayo is playing the Miami way. Draymond can't go to a team that already has a way and a system that they want everybody to play in. And if you look at the teams, okay, Golden State compared to Miami, they play two totally different brands of basketball. You think Draymond will fit into that?
Yeah, I think so because it's basketball. Draymond is a rebounder, and like you said, Miami culture is tough. You know, and Draymond ain't a scorer. They don't need him to score. He can he can rebound. He can play that power forward and sometimes centers. They need that. He got an outlet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think he will fit in Miami culture. And you know, I mean, Golden State has a system. They have a basketball system where they cut and move. He passed, and that'd be the same thing. He would help out with Jimmy Butler. He would help out with them, man. I really think that he fits in with Miami for the with the culture, as they say, the toughness.
And not only, but not only
his
do he fit in,
his basketball
he
IQ.
He's already taking the position that he'll come off the bench. Like, he's already taking certain aspects of his game because he know he's an older player. So he's not going to come in thinking that it's my way or the highway. He already know it's not going to be his way or the highway. He's going to have to fit in with the team if he do get the trade to Miami. So I think anywhere Draymond Green goes, he's going to fit in.
Yeah.
Because he understands
that type of guy.
Yeah,
that you say, hey, man, go out there and check this guy all night long.
Exactly.
We don't need you to score points. Just throw defense on this guy and get me some rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be perfectly happy with doing that all night long for you. So I think
he
would be a good addition. Coming off the bench, he would be a good addition to your team. I don't think he's going to be a starter wherever he goes once he leaves Golden State.
So you guys –
He might
start
some games.
Let me ask y'all this.
Yeah,
Are you guys saying that if Draymond Green was already on that Miami team this year with that finals run, you think Miami would have won? Are you guys saying Draymond Green?
They might not have won.
I don't say they would have won the whole thing, but I'm saying they would have won more than one game. I am going to say that.
Yeah.
Not even that. What I'm saying is, Big Bro, with the next year thing, because Hero will be back, and that's the 18 to 20 points that they needed to help them out this year. You know, they will keep Hero, so you won't have Hero and Jimmy Buckets, and you're going to have Draymond. That's why I believe, like Ted said, plus with his IQ, man, we know he's a wild dude, but his IQ is high on that basketball court, man. He knows what he's doing.
He loves
everything.
And if you watch Miami, they had nobody out there on the court, not even Jimmy Buckets, that was screaming at them, telling them what to do. Let's get up and down the court. You know, they didn't have anybody out there doing that. You know, and that's what the type of leadership they need. You know, somebody that's going to step their foot in that hole when it's time to.
Right.
As far as you saying, would they have beat Denver this year? I don't know, but he would have made a real big difference, like y'all said, because he knew how to play Joker. He knew how to play people in the West. You know, so if he was on that team, because he would body up with Joker, and he definitely would make a big difference than Tyler Hero. You know, I mean, not Tyler Hero, Cody Zeller. You know, the Zella cat. You know, and like you say, that spirit of 57, you know, pumping up the team when they down. And like I say, he's a Dennis Rodman of this generation, you know, but not as tall. So, anyway, you can plug in because, like all we all said, is IQ and everything. But I definitely think they would have definitely probably went 7 if they had Draymond on that team this year.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Okay. I mean, that's cool. I'll say this. I'm not saying that you guys are wrong and that your assessment is off, but what I am going to say is I would have to actually see Draymond Green with a Miami team and how that thing goes, for real. Because you can't have a whole lot of chefs in the kitchen, and Draymond Green will tell you out his own mouth, I'm a lead chef. So you know,
but leading doing
I don't
what?
Know.
But doing different things than what their main leader does. You know, he does intangibles that you need that they don't have.
Okay, y'all.
But he's going to a team. If you go to Miami, you're going to a team that got Pat Riley, Alonzo Mourning and Eric Spoelstra down there. So he's not going to go there and tell them how he's going to play the game. He's not in as a young team, and he's not a Steve Kerr. If he goes to Miami, he's going to play the way Pat Riley wants them to play, or he won't be there.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, he'd be on the bench. That's a fact.
All right, y'all, let me take this call. Is this Rev or Nas here?
No, this is Nas. What's going on, y'all?
What's
Thank
up,
you,
Nas? You must... Whew. Your ears must have been burned, man. You won. You won the NBA Finals wager,
prediction.
And I was thinking, do you have Kale's Corner on Facebook, Nas?
Oh man, I'm not on Facebook, man. I got off of there years ago, man. It was too much.
Okay.
No, that's right, now.
Yeah, hey.
It's too much.
I can understand.
Yep.
I can understand. Well, we got to try to figure out a way. We don't want you to give your number out here on air. So we got to figure out a way to get this shirt to you because you want a T-shirt.
Write his number down, Kale, and we'll just call him after the show.
Treats, I told you.
To me, I get it,
one, it's
1-1-1. No, because I'd rather donate the shirt anyway to somebody in D.C. that's going to wear it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Somebody
that's
right
cool.
around
that's
y'all
cool.
home base.
That'll work, too.
I'll make sure
that
I donate the shirt.
That will work, too. There you go. There you go. Now,
get somebody to wear that thing in Chocolate City. You know?
I know that's
my
right.
Oh, man. What say you about this... Draymond Green, what's the big boy name with the Pelicans again, y'all? Zion Williams or Bradley Beal. Take your pick, either one of them.
Oh, man, okay. So the Draymond thing, I'm not so sure Draymond is going anywhere. For one, Bob Myers, the GM for Golden State, he's walking away.
Love him.
And it kind of makes me think there was a problem there about what they wanted to do going forward if he's not going to stay there. And then the second part would be Steve Kerr coming on Draymond's podcast. It's like it's one thing to you know, have a player doing a podcast, but for Steve Kerr to come on there, that's making me think that they're going to try to ride this thing out with their guys and bring Draymond back. So I think Draymond's going to stay. The Beal conversation, we had this conversation during the season. Remember we talked about a deal with Golden State. I think y'all should do it. I think y'all should get Beal out of there and Porzingis out of there. Get that money off the books, get some young players, and be ready to reload. And y'all can possibly keep Kuzma at that point. Get the young guys with Kuzma and ride out.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Porzingis is 36 million next year, 36. And he has a player option. So that means he's probably going to take that option, so you're going to sign you up for another 40. I don't know if you want to pay that to an aging seven-footer injury-prone. And then Beal is 46 next year, 50 the year after, 53 the year after that, and then he has a player option. So, you know, he's a good player, but, you know, it's trying to retool.
They're getting rid of all three of them gone. All three of them gone, man. They starting over with everything. All three of them players gone. Kuz not going to stay here to be the star on this joint. He's trying to win now. And if he stay here, man, we get the eighth pick, which is still a good pick this year in the draft. Kuz not staying here either. He getting up out of here. Somebody going to give him that money also the same way they're going to get Porzingis that money.
Chicago.
Yeah, it depends on what you get back in the trade. Like, if you bring back Poole, Kuminga, you know what I'm saying? Like, some young
Kuminga
that you can kind of roll with.
Yeah, Kuminga. That's cool the name. Thanks, Niles. Kuminga was the third player mentioned, the name that I kept forgetting. It's Kuminga. They were saying it would be Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson and Kuminga in a trade for Gordon with the Wizards.
I would do everything to try to get some other salary instead of Clay, but I get it. You know, he makes the money work, so I guess that makes the deal. But, man, I would not want any part of old Clay.
But
I'm glad you brought it up.
He'll be off.
I don't know why we keep going out here getting old players to come in here and play this game instead of just building. By the time our young players and our rookies get up to the par, Kuminga and the other guys that we just got, they're going to be old. We need to rebuild. We need to build our team, be patient, get us a core of young players to play together who are going to grow up and be winners instead of trying to patch holes and it ain't working. How are we going to get – how would Golden State – this doesn't even sound right. I keep listening to y'all. Golden State going to give up three players for Bradley Beal? I like Bradley Beal, but he ain't worth three players.
It might be a three-way swap on things. Kuminga's not old. Kuminga's young.
I'm not saying he's old, but I'm saying he's been in the league for a while. By the time you come to us, you got to wait for some young players to grow up.
Kuminga hasn't been in that long.
Oh,
2 years. Kuminga's been in the league for about 3 years now.
Two.
I believe it's his second.
3 years or more.
I think it's his second, but if it's three, it's still young. But it's his second year.
But all I'm saying, Tang, is you got to bring rookies in. By the time they get up to par, Kuminga and them going to be ready to leave, go someplace else. Or the game ain't going to be there. Why can't we just draft young people?
Thank you. Thank you, Lady T. That's a baby, you know?
I still disagree with doing it that way, huh?
Right.
I said he is.
But no, I'm not saying about his age. I'm just saying about his age.
Yeah, and like Big Bro said earlier, 57, see, Clay coming with that deal just because, like you say, the money thing. Like, after next year, Clay will be gone after our book, off our books. It's just going to be this one-year thing. You know, and we'll still have Poole, which is young, and we'll still have Kuminga, which is young. And you can build, like you say, going to draft, because like we said, we got the eighth pick. It's definitely going to be somebody there this year. And you still got Lil Morris and, other guys.
Cool
on it, that's why I said it's going to be about 5 years. 3 to 5 years before we really start saying something. That's all it is.
They should get Harrell back. I'm sorry, Tom.
And
they should get Harrell back, though, because Philly showed, and I believe it. I don't know why he fell out with the grace of Philadelphia, but y'all know how Harrell he played.
And
you know how Washington loved him. So bring him back.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Doc Rivers is not a great coach. He just threw James Harden under the bus today. So, he's never
James Harden threw him under the bus. James Harden threw him under the bus.
That's what Doc does. When Doc don't get his way, he throw people under the bus. That's what he does.
Same way he did Ben Simmons. He did
him
the same way.
That's the Spider-Man meme. They're both pointing at each other because they both guilty. They both
exactly.
Right.
Like when somebody says, who hit y'all first? Who hit first? Both of them pointing at each other.
Right.
That's what they
James have underperformed in the playoffs, and Doc has. We know Doc's history.
Undercoached.
You know what I mean?
Undercoached in the playoffs.
Underachieve. You can't really coach if you got a player that don't like you, that want to give up on you.
Hold on. Let's go to the phones, y'all.
Okay.
And bring Darius in. Darius been waiting patiently. Come on, Darius. What do you say?
Come on, Darius.
What's up, B-Mob?
Yep,
how y'all
doing? How many sisters?
What's the topic y'all on? I heard a little bit of Bill and Warriors.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, getting rid of Bill.
Yeah, they're getting ready to get rid of Bill.
Yeah, like bye-bye.
Oh, who they going
to
get rid of Bill for?
It's like my 18 that he can go to.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's all his option, though. It ain't to the team.
Exactly.
It's going to come down to where Bill want to go and where Bill want to play at. Because if he don't accept it, he ain't got to go. It's his option. He got a no trade clause in his, so he control his own destiny. So wherever he, it's up to him really. And what he fit
we've already drawn that conclusion. Where do you personally see a good landing spot for him? Everybody knows that he has a no trade clause.
Me personally, I'd say the Bucks, if any team, just to go play with Giannis.
Okay. That would possibly be a good destination for him.
Yeah, they were talking and about he's from St. Louis. He's near that area. Yeah. If I was them, that's where I'd try to go. It ain't really depends where the space is at, honestly. Where the space at so you can play your still be able to win and still be able to play your game. But if I was them, if I'm trying to win now, I'm gonna go play with the best player available. And that's Giannis.
Just put the Wizards standpoint though in this perspective, because when you start talking about Milwaukee and Miami, what do they have that you want? See, that's where it gets kind of dicey. Like, do you really want a deal built around Chris Middleton, or you know Miami? I don't know who you would like. I don't know.
They said Hero and Kyle Lowry. That's who they named, Nas. I'm the two people they named.
I'm hanging up the phone and fighting him at Summer League if he called me and say Kyle Lowry. That's a fight right there.
That's what's going to be the problem with all the teams, because it's like they said, the people that the team's trying to give up ain't going to be what the Wizards want to get.
Right. It ain't to that point right now. Right now, Bill contract is so high, you're gonna have to let Bill go for nothing, honestly. You gotta take that L. The ball isn't in your court.
That's why Clay Thompson's name was thrown in with the Golden State Warriors. You gotta look at which team will give you the most. And with the Warriors, you're getting two dudes under 25. You're getting two dudes under 25 plus two draft picks. That was a part of the deal as well.
Who said
that?
You know, who?
They talked about two draft picks. I just heard that.
Everybody was talking about the draft. Yeah, they were saying all of them got draft picks in it. But some of the draft picks, they were saying that there was – every team had draft picks in it. That was in the contract.
I'm just asking. So they saying the Warriors was giving up Clay and somebody else and two draft picks for Bill.
Clay?
Y'all
tell
me?
I'm a
young boy.
Kuminga.
Nah, that ain't going Kuminga. Down, man. That's smoke.
Thank you.
I mean, it might be smoke. It might be smoke, but that's what they said. That's all we saying.
I'm telling you right now that smoke. That ain't going down like that.
Yeah, because if it's picks, you're talking probably some second rounders, like that. Yeah. Like, it ain't going to be
But hold on.
You got to think it from this standpoint. Golden State, all chips are in. They're not thinking about picks right now because they tried to rebuild on the fly.
Exactly.
That didn't work. They're going to load up for Steph for the last few years of his career. And if you put Bill and Steph in the half court, man, that spacing is going to be crazy, and they're going to be tough.
Let me ask you this, right? Because Bill hasn't even played. I don't know when the last time Bill played a full season. Right, or up to 50 games in one season. I don't remember the last time him even doing that. So you really telling me if Bill goes to the Warriors, right, and they still got whoever you imagining you. So you just told me it's going to be Curry, Clay, and Bill, and you said the spacing is going to be crazy.
Andrew Wiggins, Draymond.
Clay is going to
be gone. They say Clay not there.
Yeah,
somebody just told
gone.
Me when Clay gonna be there. Somebody just yeah. gave me a scenario
but
when Clay's
there.
But
they were talking
there.
About the scenario though that Clay not being there and Bill going there. And then possibly Kuminga being gone because he didn't play in the playoffs at all. He was supposed to be,
right.
you know, they rising little star. So, and he's expendable. And Poole, because of the situation with, you know, him and Draymond. And they trying to keep Draymond more so than Poole and then him other player because
mm-hmm.
he kind of is that glue. Because if he go, they lose all spirit. And like you say,
well,
people tell him, come on, let's go pick it up.
Right.
I think if they give him a pool, it has strictly to do with the way he played in the playoffs.
The
it got nothing to do with the Draymond thing.
Right now.
That's true. That's true, too, 57. That's true.
The Warriors
I'm sorry,
are
Phil.
Thinking right now. That's all the Warriors are thinking. Curry won't be here too much longer. We can squeeze some more juice out of Draymond. Right now, that's all they're thinking.
Right.
That's why Kuminga and draft picks and Poole and Klay Thompson are dangling. That's why, because
yeah.
the boys are like, we want it now. We want it now. And if we had a little bit of help offensively this season, we'd have went further in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
And also remember, like y'all said, them draft picks they were talking about was 2026. It wasn't like it was the
right.
draft picks this year and the following year. They,
right.
It was 2025 and 2026 draft picks.
Yeah.
That's what they were talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Basically trade pieces
exactly.
to move up in the draft yeah. or move back or whatever.
Trade bait.
So, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So we're going to look like
but,
the same team next year that we look like
yeah.
this year. So ain't nobody
well,
any of us looking
for
no winning
yes,
anything.
But
yeah.
for about half the cost going forward, and you're younger, and you
exactly.
kind of got some optimism at that point. You know what I'm saying? There's no expectation.
Well,
just young guys growing.
Well,
exactly.
And like I said, that them grow 57.
It's going to be on the wrong team.
Hey.
When you got good young players, on a bad team, it makes the players bad. I'm just saying.
Tell them again.
That's all I'm saying.
And,
y'all need a coach.
When you have,
y'all need a coach. Because if y'all got that coach trying to coach these young kids up and they ain't even do a good job at coaching the veterans up, I don't see no win. I don't see no how you going to win. Where you going to win
now
at?
That for real is my point. That's my point. If you don't do something with this coach who has done nothing, just God, remember, at the end of last year, our players were on the bench, and they started making up illnesses to the point where they had to put illness beside these guys' names, telling the guys, yeah, we're going to pay you, just don't come to the arena tonight. Nah, dude. Nah, man. Nah. So I don't care if they get the 2024 version of Michael Jordan with LeBron James. If they don't have the proper coach, they're going to go in the toilet again.
Yeah.
Just that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his deal is almost done. So he signed, a four-year in 2021? So, yeah,
yeah.
I mean – I think they're just going to let that thing ride out and then bring who they want in.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to let it ride out, see exactly what they have, and look into the future with the next draft. Tank, I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be 5 years, though. I'm thinking more like maybe 3 more years.
I said 3 to 5. Three,
okay.
That means that the young people that came in, like y'all said, is balling. And they didn't put everything
yep.
in the right place and got everything together. But if it ain't, like 57 was saying, like we bring them guys here, like say Kuminga be here for 3 years and then he go, then it's, you know, it all depends. It all depends on how they doing the draft. And if true, if that coach be the same coach if we don't see nothing definitely different next year. Because we know he here next year. So ain't no reason to talk about him gone yet. So if he don't do nothing different, then that's when, you know, we got to start, you know, putting the press on the show. Because, like you say, 57, you know they listening to us. So hopefully they'll get rid of him then if he don't do nothing this year, man. Because he did.
That's right.
The coach did.
I'm sure they will. You know, they don't want to.
I know he mad coming from Denver. He should have stayed with Denver. He would have won himself a ring.
Yeah.
Big facts. Oh, we forgot about Zion. Okay, on the Zion thing, all right, you got a young dude who's a superstar as far as a player, but he's got trouble with staying on the court, his weight. He got some trouble with women, it appears. Young boy, kind of nose open on some sloppy stuff. So this is the perfect time to trade for Zion. You know why? Because any other time you would never be able to trade for Zion. So if you want to take the risk and go after Zion, this would be the time to do it because he would never be available any other time. Now, that risk comes with a lot. Will he keep his weight under control? Is he just? I don't want to say that about him, but because he's 22, he don't know no better. This is his first time
being to DC.
BMOC. Yeah, that's the scary. Then women.
He don't need to be in DC. He's gonna be partying every other night. It's a party every night. It's women on every corner. They gonna line up on
DC. D.C.
That man
is not the only NBA city like that. D.C. is not the only NBA city like that. It's a party every night in New York. It's a party every night in Chicago. You know what I mean?
It's
a party every night in
Miami.
You know what I'm saying?
He needs to be in Boston. He needs to be in Boston somewhere, like Boston or the Milwaukee Bucks. He needs to be somewhere where they don't be. Portland. Or, you know, somewhere like that. Like, he don't need to be in no...
Nah, you was right about Boston. I don't know about Portland. Go to a championship team.
I just thought about that when you said Boston. Because y'all know they was talking about Maine, man. So what if they do send him over there to play with Tatum? Because you know him and Tatum. Him and Tatum, you know, they from
they
that St. Louis area. They
St.
Home,
Louis,
man.
Y'all.
So, also, Duke connection.
Oh yeah,
I don't think he has the temperament for media and fans. I was talking about Bill, because you put that Boston.
Since they want to get rid of Jaylen Brown, because you know Jaylen Brown might be one to roll on his own. He might want to get up out of there himself.
Yeah, he definitely want to go.
Yeah,
but are you cool?
Yeah, Jaylen Brown for Bradley Beal, take that deal.
I don't know if I'm cool with getting $250 million plus, man. That's a lot for that guy.
That's a whole lot.
How about Bam Adebayo for Bradley Beal?
They're not getting rid of him.
No.
They're not getting rid of Bam.
Yeah,
man, that man
making
$13,000
a year,
I heard.
He solidified his position in Miami, and he's about to get more money.
Yeah.
If they Bud pay him $13,000, he play like he get a mass deal.
Now $13,000. The fact that Miami trying to throw Hero into a trade mix makes me think it's something more. The fact that they didn't play him at all during the fight, and now, 1 week later, his name is coming up in trade, I think it's something more to his injury. Seriously. I don't know, 57, it might be that back, like you were saying, you know, because a finger, healing from a broken finger, it doesn't take you this long. It does not take
but
you
it
this
said,
long.
But they said he had a rod in his finger.
Where he broke it at.
But they said he had a rod in his finger, though, that when he shoots, that
it
was giving him pain. You know, like you
but
said, it depends on where he broke it at. It's just not an ordinary broke where they had to put a rod in. So something, I don't know the degree of it. They didn't specify, but it has to be something if you put a rod in it. Because all I had to do was
jump
through the scale.
You can get a jump shooter anywhere.
Plus, you got to know how to carry it, because Pat Riley then was watching during the playoffs and the finals. How was he around the rest of the team and everything else? But then the other part of this is with Miami, what else they got that anybody wants? See, that's the other part where it's like, well,
and
people ain't going to fall for the Duncan Robinson thing, so you got to try to, I mean.
And Ted, I heard that diagnosis, but after the finals, which is another thing that makes me go, you wait until after the finals, now you're saying that he had to have a rod put in his finger. Why you didn't just report that from the beginning? You know,
they did.
I heard it in game, in the beginning of the game five or something like that, before the last game, they were saying, because they were speculating if he was going to play or not. They, you know what I'm saying? He's dressed and this and that, but then later on they said, that's when I heard he had the rod, because when he was shooting around, they said he was giving him discomfort, so he couldn't go.
It was giving him pain, going up his arm.
Right.
I mean, okay, game five. Yeah, didn't they lose game five?
No, game three. Game three. I heard it in game three.
Okay. I didn't hear that until after game five. Now, I'm not saying that you guys didn't or anything.
Right.
I'm not arguing with you on that. But all I'm saying is it conveniently came out after they lost. That's why he didn't play. So it makes me think there's something
really
more to it.
Tyler Hero was going to really make a difference in this series.
I think the media put
he's
it out. The media was the ones who put it out.
Is he a Pat Riley guy, though? That's the question. Is he a Pat Riley guy? A Pat Riley guy says, the doctors didn't clear me. I found my own doctor. I'm playing. Sposa, no, I'm not sitting, Sposa. I don't care what you say. I'm playing. That's a Pat Riley guy. So when you just tell him, oh, well, the doctors haven't cleared you, and he just say, all right. I don't know if Riley wants that guy. That's another part to this. You know what I mean? If you think about the type of guys he rock with.
They lost game five by 5 points. I think Tyler Hero would have gave you 5 points. Seriously. I think he would have gave you 5 points. They won game two by 3 points. You know, now the other games, I can see blowout there. You know, game one, 104-93, game three, 109-94, and game four, 108-95. But knowing the type of shooter or offensive player that Tyler Hero is, I just think that he would have given you more. I think he would have given you more, at least one or two nights of double-digit scoring. I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is with that franchise, if Dwayne Wade broke his hand, Dwayne is figuring out a way to play. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the Heat culture
And Carol, I told you, he should get a left hand. He should be able to shoot with his left hand, you know. I would have released, like you say, get at least 5 points. I didn't get you 5 points with my left hand, you know.
Well, not only getting you points, he can just make sure he gets some assists, he can get some stops. It's other things you can do with the basketball court.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what
because
I mean?
They might not know if he can shoot. Exactly. Like you say, Lady T, he could be a decoy. Put him on another court. Somebody got to get him because he's a threat, you know.
Exactly.
He's a threat. So, you know, a lot of things they could have done, but, hey, you never know. But like you say, is he one of Pat Riley's guys? And he's expendable. Bottom line, he's expendable. There's some people that's not, but some people that is. He's on the chopping block. Adebayo definitely not. Like you say, Kyle Lowry, you know, Doughboy, he's on it. So, that's that.
Shout out to Kyle Lowry, though, man. He played hard, man. His body just...
I like Kyle Lowry. I think he should have played more. I think he should have played them more. Because if Vincent wasn't giving you nothing, get Kyle Lowry in there more. Because he was sticking that jump a couple of times. You know, he would stick it, you know. And he would run the court, you know, because when they had that chance, when they was making that run, he was, you know, telling them, okay, we got it. He was taking them out and putting Vincent in. And Vincent wasn't giving you nothing. At least Kyle, like you said, would take a charge and try to play defense. And hack, he was hacking, you know, the Joker. So, but, hey, try maybe next
year.
He
got six fouls to give. He got six fouls to give. Like, come on, put him out there.
How many?
Right.
Yeah.
Mom Betty said, y'all talking about shoot with your left hand. She said, that's like trying to drive a car with your feet.
No, you got to be ambidextrous. You should be able to go ambidextrous, now. Joker shoot with his left sometimes. You should be able to rock it with your left and your right. That's just coming out that bag.
That's coming out your bag. Yeah, that is coming out your bag. No doubt at all with that. But
can I say this, Carol, real quick? And the reason I did that, I developed my left because I have broke my knuckles on my right hand. Stuff. So and everything, and then, you know, have this damage. So I wouldn't stop playing, so I would shoot with my left while I had a cast on. So and that's how I developed that. So
Well, maybe Hero should have put a cast on. Maybe Hero should have put a whole hand cast on and shot. But I seriously think, I think it's more than, maybe it is the fact that he's not a Pat Riley guy, you know, because we've seen that numerous times. But all I'm saying is, man, give me another reason why this man did not appear at all. Didn't appear at all for you. And the points that you lost by, each game that you lost, the points that you lost by were not insurmountable. They weren't. Mm-hmm. And if you had that guy in there, that offensive weapon that he is, like you say, Strus wasn't giving you nothing on offense or defense. He wasn't giving you nothing. He had his games, he had his moments, but the consistency was not there.
No, at all. And then also, like remember I was saying, he could have gave Jimmy Butler a break for 6 minutes in that third quarter when he was huffing and puffing and then breaking for that whole fourth quarter. But he ran them all those way straight through. You know, so, like you say, and Spoelstra should have did better on his substitution. You know, he's a heck of a coach, but he should have did better on his substitution on his lineup. So, but sometimes, like you say, you get caught in the moment, and I don't know, but hey, what it is, Denver go big, make a run, and Denver might make a dynasty.
That was my next question. Do you guys think that we are seeing the start of a dynasty with this Denver team? Because we know, once a team win the championship, other teams start to think, oh, you know what? I can snatch this guy from them. I can snatch that guy from them. Or do you think that these guys are going to stay together, sacrifice, and go for maybe two or three more championships?
I don't see a dynasty yet. A dynasty is when they have at least three rings under their belt. They only got this one. So I don't see that yet. So maybe we're talking dynasty as prematurely as I don't see it at all.
Three starts at one.
It's because they started at one. You can't start the dynasty talk until they get the third one.
I think
them are gonna be a dynasty team. Why not? If Golden State Warriors, who took a long time
three.
To get a championship, why
Listen,
not them?
When the Golden State Warriors got their first ring, nobody was talking dynasty. Nobody said dynasty. Nobody.
But they're here,
Cricket. Third
but
ring.
They
here.
After the third ring, then everybody started saying that they were a dynasty. After the third ring, that's when everybody
and
started
that was when
dynasty.
Kevin Durant was there.
Now,
here's a problem in speculating that a team could have a dynasty after their first championship. All you're saying is maybe they could be a dynasty if they keep playing the way they're playing. But I don't think it can happen because you got too many people not getting drafted coming out of college. You got too many teams out here with the players that can build. The only team that can't seem to build a good team is the Wizards. Everybody else seems to be picking up people where they can get a good team out there on the floor. So, like Sis saying, you know, it's only one win, but still I think you can speculate that if nobody catches up with them or gets up to that level, they could have a dynasty. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's
just too much.
That's
what I was going to speculate.
It's cool to speculate.
If we can talk dynasty. Then we can talk dynasty after the third round. Once we
can talk it now.
We can talk it now.
But you can figure they're going to piss up some players, too. You can figure they're going to piss up some players. No, I'm just speculating on the fact. I'm sorry.
No, my bad.
Kevin, I liked it better. I liked it better when you were being quiet. You just hurt my feelings, man. Don't be talking about my Wizards is the only team.
Damn, yeah.
Real, y'all. Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
This is why I don't think it'll happen. This is the first year they played extended minutes all the way to a finals run. That usually leads to, you know, some injuries you're going to have to deal with. Then it's going to be hard to reload because they got so many guys who got high cap numbers, Aaron Gordon especially. Then we got to remember this. 2 years ago, Joker was coming to training camp 30 pounds overweight, 40 pounds overweight. Yeah. How does he look next year? He's 28 years old. That's going to be a question. And then just overall, man, everything broke perfectly for them this year.
They already said they can't keep Brown. They said that young boy Brown gone this year.
Yeah,
they
Brown
already
gone.
Said
Bruce
that
Brown.
He won't
be
there.
Yeah.
Which Brown, the black Brown or the white Brown?
Bruce Brown. But I'm just saying, with Joker's body type, do y'all see him aging well? How do y'all see him aging? As great as he is,
man,
you know, he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, I'm going to say this. I've never seen anybody win an NBA championship and as uninteresting as Joker was and the MVP. Joker was like, can we go home?
They
was like, nah, we got to end the trade. He was like, can we go home? Nah, man. You got to let us have the fans enjoy this moment with us. And you was the MVP. Okay. But I want
to
go home.
He don't have
you
to let y'all.
I
want to
go home.
That's basically what I've been telling y'all. Yeah, I understand we sports talk show and all this, but that just show you it really don't mean anything. At the end of the day, this to him, like, it don't family mean way more than this basketball game. He don't care. That just goes to show what I was saying was right. You ain't got to care about this sport.
Well, you got to see where he comes from, you know, and his personality. You got to see where he comes from, his personality. You know,
he's nonchalant about everything. Yeah,
not everything. He wasn't nonchalant about
his
family.
If you're a player,
he wasn't nonchalant about his
family. If you're a player on a max contract, part of your job is promoting the league. So this is kind of what people criticize Tim Duncan for, some of those Spurs years, where it's like, look, dude, you got to push this thing forward. You setting up the next CBA for the next players and everything else. And if you out here like, yeah, I mean, we won, I'm trying to go. It's like, bro, like, that ain't putting your five in. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to the whole collective or whatever of the league. So that's one thing I would criticize Joker on.
Well, you know what? I ain't criticizing because he redeemed himself. Because at the parade, he said, I kept saying I didn't want a parade. We've done the job. He said, but now that I'm here, this is the greatest thing I've experienced other than winning the championship. So I think he redeemed himself. But he's like, just like Nephew just said, this guy's, you ain't got to go out and do your job well and have to say I'm in love with the job just because I did it real, real well. I did what I was supposed to do, but I want to go home and see my family. I don't see anything wrong with that.
His family was there with him. His family
was there with him.
His brothers look happier than he did. Now, I'm just saying that's a part of the job, though. And I think the Denver PR people talked to him before that parade. Like, hey, bro.
Maybe they did.
He was so tired. He just wanted to go home and rest. I think he just wanted to go home, put his feet up, and just chill for a moment, soak it all in. He just said, I want to spend more time with my family. Instead of him saying my family, he should have just said, I just want to go take a bubble bath. Not even a bubble bath. I just want to take a bath, sit down, relax, eat some chips, put my feet up, and just not think about sports right now. He just wanted to relax.
But what's wrong about saying I want to go home to my family?
Nothing wrong with it at all. But the point you were trying to say that it doesn't mean nothing. But I'm, you know, when it makes me think that maybe in this era now, because they're getting paid so much, it's like I you know, just give me that money. But back in the day, man, they didn't get paid that much, and so them championships meant everything. You see how Doc went when he finally got his, you know, it was like, you know, man, he'd been through there through the wars and couldn't get past them. You know, so and Mike, all, you know, it meant something to all these guys, man. You know, I mean, they would cry they get that trophy. You know, but now, like you say, it might not mean as much to these guys now.
But
I don't
know.
But some people,
this, man, look at the guys
like
that win above all costs. Look what they left behind. Look at Mike. Mike's whole family was left behind. He divorced his wife. All of that. I'm not saying anything wrong, but these guys that got that win at all costs, that's the most important thing. They did their job, but if you look back, something got left behind. Now they should have spent more time with the family, you know. I've been married two or three times. Different things happen to them because it's hard to have that type of mentality and still be able to take care of the other things that you have to do, because the only thing you're concerned about is basketball. And that's what Mike was concerned about, winning above all costs.
Right.
Off the court life and still be invested and still, you know, pay your part. When the game was over and Tom Brady had to stay on the phone for 30 minutes for other media obligations and all that stuff, he didn't want to do that stuff, but he knew the NFL needed him to do that. They had to keep pushing the league forward. Same with LeBron right now when he's doing those long-form pressers and stuff. And next year, guess what, Joker? People going to want sound bites from you. So
that's why Tom Brady ain't married today.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh,
that's part of it, man.
All right, y'all. We got to cut it here.
This is so great. This was great. Nas, give us the last word since you ain't want your shirt. You want to give your shirt away. Give us the last word.
I just want somebody to wear a D.C. represent. That's all I'm saying. But, I guess what 57 is saying is probably the most important thing, because remember a couple years ago Adam Silver was talking about players and mental health and talking about a lot of players weren't happy. So they're going to have to figure out their off-court and on-court life, and that's going to be a real topic going forward, because you're also going to be, man, you're investing a lot of money in these guys. And when a dude say he depressed and he don't want to play, boy, that's going to go bad. So, yeah, what 57 said is real, though, man. They're going to have to figure out that balance. So I know that ain't the best walk-off on the show, but, you know, that's something we need to think about, because the money don't fix everything.
True that.
And on that note, you guys, mental health. Check on your mental health, guys. Check on your mental health. Good job, Nas. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, don't forget our sick and shut in, you guys. Don't forget our sick and shut in. Shorty, Uncle Shorty, Steve, and Mom Betty, don't forget those people. Put them in your prayers. Love on them. Love on your family. enjoy MLB, you guys, and the golf. Kill, you have the last word.
All right. My last word, I want to say congratulations to my little KK on her graduation. And I want to congratulations to my granddaughter, Zuri. I want to congratulate all the graduates. I don't care if it's high school, college, junior high, elementary, preschool. That is an accomplishment. And we here at Kale's Corner appreciate, love, and push you as hard as we can to accomplish all your goals. Hey, if you love them, they should already know. Again, y'all, we didn't talk football, but I guarantee you, football is coming. Football is coming. Love somebody and let somebody love you. We'll catch up with y'all Tuesday. Let's get a little Marvin Gaye.